You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our home here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. State Senator Kelda Royce is going to be joining us in hour number two. Mm-hmm. She has thrown her hat into the ring to run for Wisconsin governor. She made the announcement on our friend and colleague Todd Alba's show about a month ago.
Yes.
Senator Kelda Royce joining us after the 10 o'clock news for audio sorbet today. Also in hour number two, Bad Bunny was announced as the new NFL Super Bowl halftime entertainment. It's causing some rippling.
Stir.
There's a stir. We're going to talk about that a little bit in audio sorbet. And then we want to hear about what was your favorite Super Bowl show, if that is your thing.
Yeah.
What was your favorite Super Bowl show? Start thinking about it now. That's coming up with audio sorbet after 10:30. We will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the There's No Law for This edition. Going to be a lot of those coming, I think. So stay tuned for that. Also, it is underway, our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest. You know, groceries are really expensive right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what would be really handy?
What's that?
I don't know, extra $200 in cash.
How do they get that, Jane?
It is so easy. All you need is the Civic Media app.
Ooh.
You go to wherever you get your apps, go to your app store.
I get them from Pick and Save.
Okay. Download the Civic Media app and then pick your favorite station. It could be WAUK, that's our broadcast frequency, could be WLCX or wherever. Pick your favorite station and then here we go. Text in this word. This is the word. Calvin, do we have our little drum roll, please? The word to text in via the Civic Media app is warm. W-A-R-M. Warm is the word. You have until 10 o'clock to text in the word warm. W-A-R-M.
Warm.
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 Warm, not worm. Warm.
That's true, I guess, yeah.
W-A-R-M. Spelling counts. You're in the running for that $200 in cash and gold jewelry. That's our daily prize. Mm-hmm. Grand prize, of course, that incredible package. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon and a gas card.
That's...
to get you there and back. It's worth $1,550.
Nice.
Nice chunk of change there. And that $200 in cash, I think... for at least one trip to the grocery store, that would probably come in pretty handy.
A down payment.
Down payment on your grocery bill. Text in the word warm, W-A-R-M. You have until 10 o'clock. Then your next chance is going to be with Tom Hartman in the 11 and 1 o'clock hours. Join Todd in the 3 o'clock hour. Maggie Dawn at 5 p.m. Peach Wabba wrapping it up with Nightlight in the 7 o'clock hour. But right now the word is warm, W-A-R-M. That's the word, Greg.
I know, but you are, I feel like you're purposely saying that. Because I say warm.
Warm.
Yeah, but you're saying warm.
Fine. It's spelled the same.
I know.
It's W-A-R-M. It's,
Jane, I'm simply finding something you're doing very funny.
That's fine.
And it makes my heart warm.
I'm glad it makes you warm. Warm is the word. W-A-R-N. Just text it in, okay?
Yeah, please and thank you.
Thank you. All right. It is highly likely that the government is going to shut down tonight.
No, but seriously, we just went from, like, laughter to that.
Well, this is the reality of the situation. It is.
Yeah, it's the faults. There should be faults laid down.
Plenty of blame.
Plenty of blame.
Let's point fingers.
And, oh, we're
you
good
know,
at that.
We are good at pointing fingers, and... Actually, there is someone who has a very, very strong opinion on whose responsibility it is if there is a government shutdown.
Is it like a senator or a congressman?
Someone you'll recognize.
Really?
The current president of the United States had some opinions about government shutdowns in 2013. And who is to blame for that? Calvin, let's play that clip, please.
Who's going to bear the brunt of the responsibility if indeed there is a shutdown of our government?
Well, if you say who gets fired, it always has to be the top. I mean, problems start from the top, and they have to get solved from the top. And the president's the leader, and he's got to get everybody in a room, and he's got to lead. You know, the interesting thing is in 25 years and 50 years and 100 years from now, when the government is, you know, they talk about the government shutdown, they're going to be talking about the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Who was the president at that time? Mm-hmm. They're not going to be talking who the head of the House was, the head of the Senate, who's running things in Washington. So I really think the pressure is on the president.
Donald Trump in 2013 talking about whose fault it is if there is a government shutdown, which is likely going to happen tonight.
Yeah. And I know it's not, he said 25, 50 years from now, but that was 12 years ago when the government shut down. Barack Obama was president. And granted, there's ample place to point your finger at him. That's fine. But who was in control of the purse strings in 2013? I think it was Republicans.
I believe it was.
Who is in control of every branch of the government, including the Supreme Court right now?
Yeah, so the White House, the Senate, and the House, all under Republican control.
So I feel like if we're going to apply 2013 logic, and I'm using that word logic real loosely here when it comes to Donald Trump, if we apply that logic to what's happening today, I mean, it just makes sense. I mean, are we going to fire the president? Are we going to fire them all? I mean, should we start at the top? It seems like, I mean, now is there's never been a better time to invoke the words of former president Truman, which was the buck stops here.
Right.
So I don't know.
We're just pointing out what he said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless he's changed his, maybe he's changed his mind.
I mean, who knows? It's a long time ago. That's a Fox and Friends thing. So that was the morning. By afternoon, he could be like, "Who is the president of the United States?" I mean,
that's a good point. So, what is going to happen? What is this going to mean for you here in Wisconsin if the federal government shuts down at midnight? The first thing is probably going to be if you're going to be traveling.
Yeah,
and especially air traffic controllers, aircraft inspection, FAA reviews, things like that. Air traffic controllers and about 50,000 TSA workers are among the government workers who will have to keep working but won't get paid. But in the past, that has led to some what they call sick outs.
Yeah.
Where at some point they kind of get tired of working for nothing, even though they are supposed to get paid retroactively.
Yeah, which we'll see. This administration loves paying for services rendered.
Well, now the administration is essentially saying that if people get laid off, they're just going to fire them.
Well,
and blame it on the Democrats.
Well, and then in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 weeks, 5 days, a minute and a half after they do that, they're going to tell them to come back because they need them. This has been happening since January.
Since Doge.
Since Doge came into the building.
Mm.
Fire them. Quote, save money, and then like, oh no, I forgot, rockets need to land. Darn it, we need to bring them back. Weather needs to be forecasted. Nuclear codes need to be protected. We should get those individuals back. There are stories after story of the government having to hire people back.
That they fired.
And by the way, when you fire someone, that's a cost. When you rehire them, it's a cost. When you hire a new person, that's a cost. That all costs us money. Doge saved us nothing. These are terrible, non-long-term planning measures that they are inflicting upon us. And by the way, Jane, I don't know about you, but I don't think the air traffic control problems that have been happening over the past 6-7 months are going to get any better if we fire more people.
This is from Reuters, by the way. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said Friday he's worried a shutdown will jeopardize air traffic training. No, really?
What?
Hundreds of air traffic control trainees at the academy in Oklahoma City could be furloughed, causing significant delays in the training pipeline and worsen ongoing air traffic controller staffing crisis because we do not have enough air traffic controllers. Mm-hmm. So they shut this down, all of their training stops.
Yeah. And that's just one aspect, by the way.
The FAA right now, right, and we're only talking about the FAA. Yeah. Right now the FAA is about 3,800 air traffic controllers short. Almost 4,000. But that's okay. That's okay. And don't believe the Republicans when their whole thing now is that Democrats want to restore the subsidies to the ACA, which is Obamacare, yeah, so they can cover illegal immigrants' medical costs.
Nope.
That's not a thing.
No.
That's really not a thing.
No, because what's going to happen is that if you are on traditional insurance that you like that is non-ACA acquired, your premiums are going to go up, period.
Yes.
All of our premiums are going up. If you're on the ACA, they're going to go up even more. And people on the ACA got a tax credit every year to help afford those payments. That tax credit is either going to be lowered or gotten rid of.
Yes.
So they need help. And Senator Baldwin, Representative Pocan, and many others are trying to make those tax credits permanent. You know, like the tax cuts that we give the billionaires. Let's make a simple tax cut for regular folks, permanent, accessible, and do a good job.
Well, and I've seen reports that say premiums could go up 90%.
I mean,
90%.
I haven't seen those per se. I've seen 20 to 25%. But the fact is, if you're on the ACA, your premiums are going up a lot. So, yeah, what, again, from a politician standpoint, Jane, I don't understand this. If you just make those tax credits permanent, they cost barely anything to this country. And then you get to say, hey, we helped you. And then you can do, then burn your 15th boat with your 14th boat. I don't care. But like these little things that you can do by not doing them and then also lying about them, yeah, and saying it's illegal aliens who are taking our health care.
Yeah, that's not
it's just bunk. I almost swore. I almost said the C word.
Get the, Calvin, watch that dump,
yeah,
button.
Yeah.
Just in case we want to remain.
How I was raised. I think the C word's a swear word.
Remain FCC friendly here. You can always join the conversation, 855-752-4842, especially if you were on the ACA.
Yes, please. We want to hear from you.
I would love to hear from you because my husband and I were on it for a brief period of time when I was in between jobs. Mm-hmm. It was not inexpensive.
No.
I mean, even with a subsidy, it was not, you know, we didn't pay $50 a month.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, the lies they've been spreading. I'm thinking of a conversation that Speaker Robin Voss had with Lou Anne Bird last year, lying to her face, saying that people are on Medicaid and Medicare and all this stuff. Obamacare is free. It's not free.
It was never free.
It was never free. And spinning that yarn.
We're to continue this conversation. We're talking about the impending government shutdown. You can always join us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. We will be right back. You don't mean no harm. You just don't know what else to do about it. Jane says.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down. It happened on the strip where the road is wide.
Good morning, welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Gottbach, Calvi Tini on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, you can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, don't forget our multi-state text to win contest is underway. The word you want to text in via the Civic Media app only. So get out your phone, open up the app, text in the word WARM. W-A-R-M. WARM is the word, not WARN. W-A-R-N. Charles in Milwaukee. You may want to resend that. Ryan in Madison also sent in WARN. WARN. We're not warning you. We're warming you. You don't like that?
No, it was great. It was great. I really, if ever there was an advertisement for the live stream, it was that moment, folks.
It was a nice warm hug.
Warm. W-A-R-M as in Mary. Or warm.
Warm. Up for grabs. Everybody could use an extra $200 in cash right now. Our daily prize, $200 in cash, gold jewelry. Everyone who enters is in the running for the grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd at noon with a guest card to get you there and back. So text in the word WARN. WARM, W-A-R-M, is the word you have until 10 o'clock. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the impending government shutdown, which unless there is a deal made, and it seems somewhat unlikely at this point, that's not going to happen. So what is this going to mean for people here in Wisconsin? What does this mean for folks in Wisconsin? This is from NPR. If you're planning on international travel and you don't have a passport yet, I'd do it today. U.S. passport agencies will stay open if the government shuts down, but it's going to take a lot longer to get your application processed and employees furloughed. So if you have been thinking about applying for a passport, I would do it today.
Yeah.
Just jump on it, get it done. It can take several months.
Yes.
Normally.
Yeah.
So if there's going to be slowdowns because of a government shutdown, it could take some time. So we want to make sure that you're okay with that.
And it's better to do. I personally believe it's better to get your passport when you don't need it than it is to in case. Because I know, I mean, we all know people who are like, I need a passport in like a month. I'm like, good luck.
It's tough to get it. So in a month.
It's better to do it now, even if you don't need it, because then you have it. And
exactly. And it lasts for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have the star on your driver's license now.
Yeah.
You can't fly domestically.
Well, yeah and no. The TSA is kind of like you and I spent like a good amount of weeks making this to seem like a thing that was going to happen. Like we were going to see.
But that's stoppage. What we were told.
Yep. And then the day after when the whole thing took effect, TSA was like, nah, it's not that big of a deal. Just do it next time, would you? Because they can't. They can't stop thousands of people from flying.
Well, they could. Yes, they could.
Do you want that on your shoulders? My goodness. No, thank you.
According to this article, naturally, the biggest impacts are going to be felt by federal workers and active duty military service members who won't get a paycheck during the government shutdown. Again, in years past when this has happened, they have been paid retroactively. But still, if the government shutdown goes down for 2 months and you don't have money coming in, they still have to pay bills.
Well, and I'm sorry, but look at the track record, Jane. I'm sorry, but if these folks go without pay doing their jobs, I do not believe that this administration is going to make it a priority to get those individuals reimbursed. They are going to hem and haw, tell them, well, if you loved your country, you would just give up the time and give up the money. We could use it. We want to be rich again, and it'll come back to you in another way. I do not see these individuals, unless there's a court order or someone finds a zero and a one that says press that, and they will just get automatically reimbursed. I can see this administration trying to snake people out of
trying to sift
a
them
total
out of, their money.
Of millions of dollars in reimbursements.
Even though, if you listen to our president, and we're going to talk about this in the next half hour, we've taken in trillions
with a T
in tariffs. It's on the tariff shelf, according to our president.
Is that a That's a technical term?
He calls it the tariff shelf.
I just have a spice shelf. And
so apparently there are just wads of cash on our tariff shelf that's available. Well, when we want to loan $20 billion to Argentina, we got money for that. We've got money for the really shiny gold decorations in the Oval Office now that world leaders are apparently so impressed with.
Disgusting. It's so gaudy. It's so disgusting. It's so obnoxious.
PJ on the live stream, and you make some good points, PJ. Passports are expensive. They are.
Mm-hmm.
An adult passport costs $165 for a first-time passport, $130 to renew by mail or online. Also a $35 acceptance fee for first-time applicants and a $60 optional fee to expedite it.
Don't get that if you don't need it, please.
And a fee for 1 to 2 day delivery of the passbook if you need it faster.
That's why I say get it when you don't need it, because
you don't want to be rushing for this.
And the fees are just, they pile up. So yes, it is absolutely an expense. There's no doubt about it, but it is important to have it, and it's
a good thing to have.
Yeah, it really is.
Again, and PJ makes a good point. Not everybody can afford a passport.
No, they can't. But
that's we're talking $250 almost, that it adds up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks who just don't have that extra cash on hand. We will see what happens. Maybe something will happen today. The president just got done addressing our military members, some of whom flew thousands of miles, to hear from our Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth.
I will never call him that. It's disgusting.
Yep. And we'll be talking more about that probably tomorrow.
It was like a Temu Apple release, if you ask me.
We have news coming up next, and then we will return with... Is he okay?
Truly.
Seriously.
Truly.
Is he all right?
Yeah.
Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Cal Zone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we move on, we do have a clarification from Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman.
Yes, Sholly was on earlier in the first hour talking about data centers, and there's going to be a meeting in Caledonia regarding data centers. We spoke about an open records request relating to
water usage.
To what, but also in the matter of Caledonia. It was actually, so I'm going to read exactly what she said.
Sure.
While there was a delay with the announcement of Microsoft being behind the Caledonia data center, the open records case related to the data center in Mount Pleasant, the city of Racine did release records to Midwest environmental advocates.
Okay.
It's very important for all of us, especially not just Charlie as a news person, but us being news adjacent.
Yes.
To be very, very on key, very on point,
and accurate.
And make those distinctions and those corrections. So she asked us to read that, and we did. It had been corrected, so you're fully informed. Please, if you live in Mount Pleasant, anywhere that's looking to get a data center, make yourself aware. They're doing a hard push via the lobbying, making it sound great. And there are conversations that can be had. But if it concerns you, talk to your elected officials.
Absolutely. And if they're having meetings about it, I would highly encourage you to go to any meetings about this. And the mining meeting that they're going to have in northern Wisconsin as well. That's something that I think folks who live up there need to get involved with.
Mm-hmm.
It is the time of the show that we like to call Audio Sorbet.
What happens at Audio Sorbet?
We get away from the news. We take a break, take a breath, and talk about something else.
We clean your ears with fun.
As we say here on Matt Nair on
Air.
Is
that too loud? I feel like I'm doing it right into the microphone. I mean, that voice that just runs in that does that. I don't know who it was. It was a person.
He just comes. He shoves his way in.
And he leaves a sandwich every time. It's great.
So Audio Sorbet today. Today is National Coffee Day. Didn't know that. National Coffee Day. So we want to talk about your coffee habits. Do you drink coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you don't.
Maybe you're like David Drake, who's never had a hot beverage in his life.
He doesn't do hot beverages.
He's never had cocoa?
He was a deprived child.
Oh, we need to. Okay.
Should we send him some?
Let's get him some cocoa, people. I'll even spring for the little marshmallows.
Do you drink coffee? How much coffee do you drink? And now the coffee prices are already up 20%. Mm-hmm. 20%. Will you be changing your coffee habits? 855-752-4842. That's our question for you today during Audio Sorbet. We're talking coffee. How much you drink? How do you drink it? And will you change your habits now that coffee prices are on the rise? Wanted to share this from Robert from La Crosse, listening on WLCX. He texted in much earlier. He said, I drink only black tea.
Okay.
So, and there's a lot of caffeine in tea. So yeah. If you're looking for some coffee substitute, tea is not a bad way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, tea is great. I mean, if you're the Ted Lasso type who thinks it's just hot brown water, I get that too. Actually, a really good one for antioxidants. Wow, people are calling it with opinions.
Yes.
Really good for antioxidants, white tea.
I have never very even heard of white
it's
tea.
Very, very good. Very, yeah, antioxidants galore.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like tea.
Hmm.
Yeah, I really like tea. I always tell myself to drink more tea and then I don't, even though I have all the contraptions that allow me to make a convenient cup of tea in my home. And I just do not because, and I will admit this, I don't want to engender this with an insult. I'm a baby coffee drinker. I'll say that. I don't drink black coffee. I drink sweetened coffees.
Yep.
I use sweetened creamers, and I do not enjoy the taste of a black cup of coffee. It's very don't come at me with your
the best. Todd Alva would dispute that.
But that's the thing is like is when we went on our trip, the three of us, he did make wonderful coffee, and I did drink. And the good stuff, when made correctly, can have less bitterness and all that stuff. And I imbibed it. But me, I'm like, I'm going to have a sweet creamer because I want to taste it like a shake, you know?
How do you consume your coffee is our audio sorbet question. Isaac from Baraboo texted in, I drink 1 to 2 cups of coffee a day with a French press.
Oh.
I used to buy single origin ground coffee from a high-end brand, but now with the current coffee prices, I buy fair trade from my local grocery store. Thanks for that, Isaac. Appreciate it. How do you coffee?
Throw us your suggestions. If you got local good companies that you like, send them our way. We always want to know about them. And you were talking about the prices going up, and I'm not here to dunk on anyone, but there's a certain coffee company that is the color of coffee, a gun and company. I'm not going to say them out loud, but you can figure it out. But they were very much Trump supporters, and they were like, we're not going to raise our prices a single bit because we source from all over the world, not just Colombia.
How's that going?
Well, they are raising their prices as of this fall. And that sucks because, one, they have to do that. Two, you kind of have to eat your words. So I feel like instead of coming hard for it all, realize that these tariffs are going to affect us. I don't mean to get, I'm sorry, no, it's sorbet, but that's an important point of this coffee price thing. It affects your kitchen table economy.
Well, tariffs are affecting all of us.
Even though we don't pay for them, guys.
We are talking coffee. How do you coffee? It is National Coffee Day at 855-752-4842. Troy from Mount Horeb, you were first in. Good morning, Troy. Let's talk coffee.
Good morning. My earliest memories ever were sitting with my grandma. She used to drink Folgers Instant.
Oh,
she had a little, and this was in the 70s now.
Yep.
I'm like 3 or 4, and we used to have peanut butter toast for breakfast with coffee, and she used to boil the water in this little pan or little pot that she only had for boiling water, and we used to dunk our toast in it with a lot of condensed milk and sugar.
That sounds like my kind of cup of coffee.
Ever since. And I'm only 5'8", So maybe that had something to do with it.
You would have been 6'4", otherwise, Troy, you would have been so much taller. Do you remember, were the Folger crystals the ones with the sparkly ones?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Because my mother used to do that.
I
was fascinated with the sparkles in the instant coffee.
That was a selling point back in the day too. They were like Folger crystals. I'm like, those are the moments as a kid. I don't know about you, Troy, or you, Jane, or anybody listening. Those were like one of those moments in my tiny kid brain where I said to myself, "This sounds stupid. Like, why do we care if you're." Like there are
because it
like,
was pretty.
Exactly. They just want to make your coffee look
sparkly,
drinkable.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Troy. Really appreciate that. Brought back a lot of memories. My mother drank Folgers. Yeah. That instant.
We had Folgers instant. We had the big pot, and then the big can, and then when the can was done, we'd use that for oil from cooking. We'd put all of the oil in there.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Anytime someone mentions the word Sanka, someone says, "I'll take a cup of Sanka." Usually it's as a joke or it's an old movie. It makes me laugh so hard because it's such a deep 70s, 80s reference to me.
Yes.
That to hear it in 2025, like, "I'll take a cup of Sanka." Really?
Well, and I just find it so interesting that they actually convinced the public that these coffee granules were better than the actual thing.
What do you mean?
That coffee granules are more authentic than an actual coffee bean. Because that's what they convinced the public. Buy these coffee crystals instead of buying regular coffee.
I thought it was coffee with crystals in them.
No. They're coffee crystals.
Oh, because
it's instant coffee.
Yeah. My parents did not. Okay, my apologies. We're all about truth and advertising and news here. My parents did not do instant Folgers. We did Folgers drip.
Oh, okay.
In the big canister.
Different, completely different thing.
But yeah, also, yeah, instant coffee I never made a successful instant cup of hot cocoa or anything in my life. You always had to put more and more and more. And I feel like instant coffee is just going to be like, it's chewy.
Well, and it was there's a very specific taste to it. And I think that kind of played into the whole 60s, 70s space food sticks and all of that stuff in the instantaneous. Mm. There was this big, we have to, it's got to be a miracle thing.
This coffee tastes like flying cars.
855-752-4842. How do you coffee? Maybe you don't. And are you going to cut back now that coffee prices are already up 20%? Al from Campbellsport is on the line. Good morning, Al. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's talk coffee.
Yeah, good morning. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I make a 30-cup percolator pot of coffee. And that lasts me probably a week.
Okay. Okay. So that's...
And I like Colombian.
Yeah.
Colombian flavor, that's my best, but...
So, do you drink... Okay, so you pre-make all your coffee, and you drink it through the week. For you, and I'll ask you, Jane, and anyone else listening, when is your cutoff? You're like, I can't drink it after 2 p.m., or I can't drink it after noon. I gotta, like... I know people who drink coffee at 8 o'clock at night. Don't understand those psychopaths,
too.
But...
Yeah.
But do you have a cutoff then for you? Like you parse it out like 5 cups a day or 6 cups a day and then you're done by a certain time?
Yeah, right. Probably around 8 o'clock I quit and then I drink water or bubbler. I drink bubbler. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. I haven't heard of that.
I like that wild cherry. That's really good.
Yeah. It's like a
fizzy fun, water.
Fizzy water. Yeah. It's tasty. That's interesting. 8 o'clock. Okay. Okay, that's good. That's good though, Al. I'm glad you followed it up with you drink water then too, because I think that's another important thing. I know when I haven't had enough water after coffee because my mouth is dry. I can't.
It's very dehydrating.
It's very dehydrating. It's so delicious. Al, thank you so much for calling. Jane, you're a pretty regular coffee drinker.
I've gone back and forth. When I was in college, that's when I started. I never drank coffee before until I got into college. And then I stopped for a really long time. And then when I moved to Milwaukee and started at the radio station and I was working overnights, then I really hit coffee hard.
Yeah.
And that was when I found if I didn't drink it on weekends, I would get crushing headaches. Crushing.
Yes.
Just really debilitating headaches.
I did not.
Caffeine is a very, very powerful drug.
It's addictive. People drink it. And I did not start drinking coffee until I was 38. And I don't even remember why I decided then.
Because he wanted to stop growing.
I wanted to stop growing. Yeah, I'd be like 8 foot 12
he
right now.
He would be 11 feet tall. Yeah,
exactly. I couldn't even fit in the room. It's so, yeah, but now if I quit, it's because I'm quitting sugar, not because I'm quitting coffee.
Andrew from Maine texting in, how I coffee with iced tea. I've tried coffee a few times, never developed the taste for it. I do not see a point in drinking sugar unless it's in chocolate milk. Fair enough, Andrew. And Ollie from the Northwoods, you're going to wrap it up for us, Ollie, on this audio sorbet. How do you coffee?
Well, when we were kids, we didn't coffee. We weren't allowed. Mm. We had tea and toast for breakfast with canned milk. But when we came back to the States then and visited, we always went to my mom's relatives, and there was always a big, huge, huge enamel pot of coffee yep. on the wood stove, filled with coffee grounds and some eggs, maybe.
Eggshells. Yep, eggshells in the coffee. Yep. Ollie, we're running out of time. I'm so sorry to cut you off. Thank you so very much for joining us. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank
that wraps
friend.
Up today's audio sorbet. Coming up next, we're going to wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Cover Me edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
To the local color, serve some coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee. A great big pot of coffee.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Calzone on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show tomorrow, it is Thursday, 2nd of October.
It's the 2nd of October. You don't know this song. I just made up. It's the 2nd of October.
It is October today.
Oh, my gosh.
Friend, colleague, host of Amicus, the Law Review, Jim Santel, is going to be joining us.
Yes.
There's a lot to cover with Jim Santel.
He might just stick around for 5 to 7 hours.
Yeah, could be. Hour number two, we'll lighten it up. J.R. Radcliffe will be here, the Acme Packing Company's J.R. Radcliffe, to talk all things sports. And then we'll wrap it up where we are right now.
Yeah.
With This Shouldn't Be a Thing. And don't forget, coming up after 11 o'clock, Tom Hartman is going to have another keyword for you for our multi-state text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest. Be listening to Tom 11 to 1 or 11 to 12 and then 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have a new word for you in both those hours. You have to use the Civic Media app. Todd Alba has another word for you in the 3 o'clock hour. Maggie Dawn, 5 p.m. Pete Schwabba at 7 o'clock. Even before that exciting thing on Pete Schwabba's show,
yeah,
there's something happening on his show tonight at 6:30.
Oh, there's something big happening. Cal, can I get the... I didn't ask you for this. Can I get the drum roll again?
What's happening tonight on Pete Schwabba's show, Nightlife, at 6:30?
I will be on the show. What a downer, seriously. What a waste of a hot...
That's great.
Yeah, I'll be on the show at 6:35 with Pete to talk about the Milwaukee Comedy Festival starting next, unofficially Monday, with the Roast of Milwaukee. But then on Tuesday, we kick it off officially, the 20th anniversary, the 20th festival. Aparna Nancherla, who has been on TV, been in movies, wrote a wonderful book, kicks it off at Lakefront Brewery. But we'll be talking more about that in the coming days. But on Pete's show tonight, 6:35, I'll be there talking with him about that, the festival, as well as comedy, because we always talk about comedy, because he
awesome.
And I are both stand-ups, have a lot in common on that level. But I'm very much looking forward to seeing him and talking to him. And also, just a really quick thing, too, depending on how the game goes today, we may know who the Brewers play this Saturday. if the Cubs win game two, I will be very not
happy.
You
won't be the only one.
So, yeah.
Join Pete Schwab tonight, Nightlight, at 6:30. Learn all about the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. Mm-hmm. Let's go support our comics.
Yeah.
It is late, Calvin. 10:55. That means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Should you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me, Jane says, at civicmedia.us. This is from HuckMagazine.com.
Calvin, watch your mouth.
Calvin found this one. Headline reads, Vibrations and Victories at the World Worm Charming Championships.
Yes. Maybe we don't need legal marijuana.
On the flat green expanse of a school playing field in Cheshire, England, a crowd armed with French horns, recorders, pogo sticks, and pitchforks are preparing for the 46th annual World Worm Charming Championships. For the next 30 minutes, every square meter can make the difference between glory and going home wormless.
Wait, what? Wait a minute.
Teams have 30 minutes to coax as many worms as possible from a designated 3x3 meter plot. No digging, no use of water. Instead, worms have to be charmed by vibrations, which the organizer says works because the worms think it's raining, so then they come out.
This seems mean.
There's the traditional twanging, driving a garden fork into the ground and then rhythmically vibrating it so the soil shivers like rain. Some prefer music, from harmonicas to heavy metal blasted through speakers. Others prefer stamping on it with a variety of footwear. The 75-year-old organizer, Mr. Forster.
That's his full name.
Co-founded the event in the early 80s.
When asked why he did it, he's like, man, cocaine is amazing.
Amazingly, it's quite awe-inspiring to watch the worms come out. Everything you see is true. We just enhance it a little bit and make it a little bit more magical. He has seen the championships grow from a small village oddity to now a Guinness World Record-holding spectacle.
That doesn't mean anything. Guinness, whatever.
Don't be dissing the worm championships.
This should not be a thing, is it not?
3,000 people turned out last year. The worms are carried to the counting tent after the event, where volunteers sift through them looking for the winner. Last year, the winning plot produced 71 worms that were brought to the surface by tapping garden forks with rubber mallets. We'll include the link in the show notes.
Oh, yeah,
so
absolutely, because you need this in your life. When asked for comment, the worms were like, can you just leave us alone?
That wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening and watching on the stream. It really means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just the littlest of little bits, and you have the chance to share it. We have news coming up next, followed by Tom Hartman. Be listening for that keyword for our multi-state text to win. Go for the green and gold contest. Have a wonderful day. We will be back tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.